Today in 1949, Hank Williams Sr. gets his first number one single on the Billboard Country Chart with Lovesick Blues. Hank would score 10 more number one singles, three of them posthumously. Today in 1958, Conway Twitty records It's Only Make-Believe at the Bradley Film and Recording Studio in Nashville. It would reach number three on the Billboard Country Singles chart, number one on both the U.S. and U.K. pop charts, and was a hit single in 20 other countries. Conway recorded a duet version of it with Loretta Lynn for the 1970 album We Only Make-Believe. Today in 1966, Johnny Cash, June Carter, and the Statler Brothers start their first British tour at the Empire Theatre in Liverpool. Today in 1983, just 2 days after Cinco de Mayo, Shelley West hoists Jose Cuervo to number one on the Billboard Country Singles chart. Today in 1992, filming begins on George Strait's first movie, Pure Country. The soundtrack is George Strait's 13th album and has been certified platinum 6 times so far. Today in 1998, at age 47, Eddie Rabbit succumbs to lung cancer at the Baptist Hospital in Nashville. Eddie Rabbit was one of the biggest stars in country music in the late 70s and early 80s, with songs like I Love a Rainy Night, Driving My Life Away, Someone Could Lose a Heart Tonight, and Suspicions. Today in 2003, in honor of his 70th birthday, the Texas State Senate recognizes Willie Nelson's birthday and proclaims him a treasure of Austin and the Lone Star State. And just 2 years ago today in 2016, Sturgill Simpson's album, A Sailor's Guide to Earth, debuts at number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart. It won the Grammy for Country Album of the Year at the 59th Grammy Awards. Happy 31st birthday today to singer-songwriter Russell Dickerson, born in 1987 in Union City, Tennessee. Last year, his song, Yours, became his first number one country single. And happy 87th birthday to songwriter Jerry Chestnut, born in 1931 in Loyal, Kentucky. His singles have been recorded by Elvis Presley, Del Reeves, Farron Young, George Jones, Jerry Lee Lewis, Travis Tritt, and Alan Jackson. And that's what happened today in country music history for May 7th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Google Play.